Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 358 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Mr. Hollis Thomas. Today we're talking the Eagles timeline talk. We're going to talk a little bit of what you're seeing on the timeline. Some little news here and there, but we really wanted to get a, talk to the man of the hour, Hollis Thomas, who was invited to the Eagles rookie alumni dinner. So he's going to give us some nuggets from that. But I know Eagle fans overall, Sixers fans overall kind of feeling themselves. Doc Rivers got fired. So there's a little, I think there's a little backlash going on in the Sixers world. But this is the Eagles talk, but talk amongst yourselves. But how are you guys feeling on this Tuesday?
I've obviously been better coming off of that weekend. I'm not going to lie, man. That was pretty crushing. There was a lot of talk on the radio. Obviously, it's pretty crazy. The sports, what Philadelphia sports teams have put together this entire year. You got the Phillies losing in the World Series. You got the Eagles losing in the Super Bowl. And then you got this just pathetic attempt this past weekend. The Sixers once again getting bounced in the second round. I'm really at a loss for I'm in the grieving stage right now. The part where I kind of don't even want to think about it. I really don't care what happens next. I don't care. I just want to see chaos and firings and all this going on, but that's for another time. We're here. We're an Eagles podcast and, at least we have our Eagles, man. You know, you guys got the Eagles Autism Challenge coming up. I'm a big dummy. I didn't realize I'm not even going to be able to attend this year, but I'm glad I was able to raise some money.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Now, I personally will let you know on this May the 16th, the 136th day of the year, we got 229 days left. On the, yesterday, I was totally fucking embarrassed by my Sixers. I showed up at my brother, I was in Chicago. My nephew, Malcolm, was up. He graduated. Congratulations. He graduated from Columbia College in Chicago.
Congratulations.
We all ascended on Chicago for Mother's Day as well. Mm-hmm. So my mom is sitting there. My brother's sitting there. I'm the only jackass sitting there with a Sixers tearaway warm-up jacket on. We about to handle this shit, And, dude.
We got handled.
Yeah, we did. I feel when I'm all in, I always say, you'll notice I say we own a lot of teams because I go to the games and I meet the players and stuff, and you vested them, you be pulling for them because you kind of know what goes into trying to make it. but then when you screw the pooch, like, how about a fucking layup in the third quarter? What are you kidding me? 8 minutes without a fucking basket?
I mean,
it's infuriating, right?
I mean, what loss can we compare that to?
The closing of the Vet versus Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Ooh. Of Rondae Barber.
Well,
Joe
Gervicius is still fucking running. I don't know why. I don't know why we had Barry Gardner on the field checking Joe Gervicius instead of Sean Barber, who they were in contract talks with. Thanks a lot, Joe Banner. But I digress. I got an opportunity to meet the guys yesterday. We're going to get to that, a lot of that in the show. Before we came on, Gail was asking me a lot of questions about, you know, basically what went on. It's a great time. They have it every it's 229 left. But
he's saying until football season.
Oh, okay. Okay. I had to clarify that, Chris. That's my boy, Chris. But when you look at, I don't know if you guys got a chance to go over the free agents as well, the undrafted free agents as well. Mm-hmm. This was the first time that I was able to get an in-depth look at them as far as like seeing film on them and stuff and seeing their road to get here. And it's great. They do this every year, except for the COVID years. They just start doing a barbecue because after COVID, they wanted to have this shit outside. So, you know, wouldn't nobody be breathing on each other, because it used to just be a dinner inside the locker room at Lincoln Financial Field. Mm-hmm. Now it's at the complex, and it's outside. We barbecue, we sit and talk with the kids. They introduce everybody. But that was the only highlight of the weekend. The Sixers really pissed me off.
So just sticking on that dinner, like, what is really the landscape of how that looks? Is it more so like everybody kind of commingles, or is it like when you said people are being like presented or introduced?
Oh no, they introduced all the alumni that was there.
Did you and the rest of the alumni stand in front of, like, you know, all of the rookies and kind
no,
of?
No, we just stood up and raised our hand. We leading up to it, there was food involved, so everybody was it's like a buffet style. They had the cafeteria people from NovaCare who are great. What's up, Keisha? You have to say what's up, Keisha. She's the lady who takes the money or not take the money in the lunchroom. We call her the lunchroom lady. But you just get an opportunity to interact with the guys and answer any questions that they have, because. And let them know what, as I told Gail earlier, what the fans and what it means to play, to be an Eagle.
Now, what was the best question that one of the rookies had asked you?
They really didn't ask any questions. We just kind of offered up the advice. Because when you come to this city, if you stink and you just keep showing up on the field, they're going to let you know. Don't be out of public. We gave them a synopsis of when we were 3-13. And some of the guys went on stage at a concert. It was like, y'all should be at practice. Boo! You stink. I was like, but to that, the entire season was still filled. So they still give a damn about you, and they want you to do well. I was like, so if you don't have thick skin and you can't take criticism, this is not the place for you. If you don't plan to go balls out every time you're out on the field, this is not the place for you. You know, you find sympathy in a dictionary between shit and simplest. There's no sympathy here. I think the best part about that whole situation was when we're actually myself and Hugh Douglas and Trey Thomas was sitting there. So Hugh accused Trey of using Italian black or some type of man dye on his beard because he had like one gray hair. And Hugh, you know, he was a Santa Claus. So he's like, he had all his shit was like totally white.
Who had the jet black beard?
Trey.
Oh, Trey. Okay.
But Trey's a couple of years younger than him, and he's like, Trey said he's jealous of his youth, and so then Hugh started talking about Eagles autism, and they asked me about the autism, and they was like, will you be doing the same as last time? Like, damn, Skippy. Then people say, hey, what's up, AJ? People say, what is the usual? Be signing autographs, mixing and mingling, and drinking like I always do, having a good time.
That sounds like the tank I know.
Thank you. It's like, but Hugh is going to ride the bike, and they're providing him with the bike.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. But he's going to keep the bike. But that was the nice part was with Trey. after Hugh hit him up with the beard slight, he's like, "Are you gonna get the big jail seat with the springs in the back?" Well, if you don't know, Hugh and Corey had these giant lower waist actions, you know, on the defensive line, and they used to always tease him about his ass. So he kept trying to go on about everything else, but Trey kept slipping in. So you go get the seat with the springs in the back for shock absorption.
And now Joey King asks, how does the chemistry feel amongst the newbies?
Well, you know what? The chemistry seems to be pretty cool. The one thing that I didn't get to talk to Gail about was the guys were just pretty much just thirsting for knowledge. Not so much just, you can tell somebody just happy to be there and they're done. These guys are thirsting for coaching and the whole shebang. It was just great to see the guys that came in. They came in together, and a lot of the guys, they played against each other and with each other. Mm. It was great to see the chemistry that they had, and everybody was like together and stuff. And it was, and Harold Carmichael got up and made a little bit of speech and gave them synopsis of the city and the fans and stuff. And you know what it means to play here. It's like and when you win here, I think that the most important part that I took from it was that they're still looking to get better and to be coached. Because when you come, you have guys who think they've already fucking arrived. Who are like, oh fuck them. It's like when you have guys like that who are not, some people call it humble. I was like, being humble. I think it's called just respect. Respect mm-hmm. for somebody who's done something that you're trying to get to do. Respect for the people who've done it longer than pretty much anybody else that you know, and you're just getting into it. So you should be thirsting, and they were thirsting for all the knowledge that we could give them. He did ask me about Sidney Brown. I ended up seeing his story, and I talked to him, you know, about the whole shebang, and I told him and my favorite draft pick, I don't know if you guys know, was
Carter?
No. Smith? No, third round pick, Tyler.
Oh, Steve.
Tyler Steen. And it was just his technique. Hmm. If you go and watch the tape, he played tackle and guard. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that he's got too short arms to play tackle, mm-hmm. but he can play his footwork and his ability to work. Dude, if you just go watch it, he was dominating cats. And I was sitting next to him, and then I was sitting with the undrafted free agents who. Me and Irvin on you know my show Vetted. We went in depth because he was the first. You know, Irvin was the first overall pick.
Yeah, he was first overall.
First overall.
Just that big.
Yeah, he didn't have to wait. No, he didn't have to wait. That was the thing. And I did talk to a couple of guys about the waiting during the draft. And so it was just fun to see that ain't nothing changed. The wait is still horrendous, and you hate it. But the one thing I was happy to hear from some of the guys is. They just wanted the opportunity to prove that they belong. And as long as you can have a chip on your shoulder all you want, but if it's not a control chip, then you're not going to make it. If you're just trying to show everybody, mm-hmm. you should be trying to show yourself. You're trying to prove to yourself that you belong, that you can play with these guys. And then the rest will fall into place.
Mm.
You
know. Now, I think you know, when you're talking about Steen, mm-hmm. looking at some of his footage down at the Senior Bowl,
right.
the fact that they slid him in at guard and he did it seamlessly,
yeah,
that was nice to see. And again, if they pick him as the guy, right. I totally back anything Stoutland wants to do on that end.
I would like to know what were the coaches present last mm-hmm. night? All of the coaches were you able to find out anything about the new coordinators?
You know what the funny thing was? The coaches were great. I was just telling Gil, Matt Patricia, he was cool as fuck. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I was like,
"He's a pretty cool guy."
But he was sitting there. We was chopping up his, you know, obviously what we said at the table stays at that table. But it was just like one of those things to where I saw Nick Sirianni had to leave because his kid was pitching, was playing baseball. It was great to see the coaches. Tracy Rocker, that's my boy, obviously, and he was like, he's like, what was your assessment last year? I was like, tell the interior guy to keep their motherfucking pants down. Pants, your pant level. The low man wins every time. Low and strike hard. So I feel like I'm going to have to go back over there when I see it again. to make sure to exact some street justice and get everybody passed law. But it was like all the coaches were over there. Howie was there. It was a great time.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and it was kind of, you know, the funny part was, is that when you look at it, if this wasn't done when we first started playing, they just actually graduated to doing this type of stuff, and you know, not so much reaching back, but you know.
Now I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but Jason wants to know: was there someone that you sought advice from when you were a rookie?
Well, you know what? The funniest thing was, and I was just talking to Troy Vincent and Urban Fryer. They were obviously like 10 years deep in gangsterdom by the time I got to the NFL. Mm-hmm. And also William Fuller. I was like, I didn't really seek advice. I just watched. Yeah. It's like don't come in to be in the loudmouth. You're no longer the big dog.
Take notes, right?
Yeah. It's like you take notes and you follow suit. And I think Ray Rose laid the foundation to a bunch of guys who were professionals. They showed you how to be professionals. But then the next year I had Richard Dent and a bunch of other guys.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Richard
smoking
Dent.
On that pack. Who's smoking?
Doc pack. He's talking about Doc Rivers.
shout out to Mal.
Mal.
Yeah, Joey says be a sponge. I think it definitely is be a sponge is the way to go. I think knowing your role, as what The Rock says, know your role. Yeah.
Know your role to give me a sandwich. the thing you have to do though too is the more you can do. It's like don't not get in a drill when the coaches on the team ask you to get into a drill or something or try this out for them. That if you can go out there and do it, the more you can do it, that's how you get on the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like come on. It's like I was the emergency long snapper. my rookie year, if you go back, there's pictures of me on kickoff return. We led the league in kickoff return yards that year with Derek Witherspoon. Yeah, 1,274 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns. Yeah,
I have to ask, as a younger NFL fan, is William Fuller the father of Will Fuller that is the wide receiver today?
Hell no. No. David Robinson. David Robinson's son was playing, wasn't he? He's playing football. I don't know where he's at.
Oh, did he play at Michigan?
He played at Michigan. I thought he played at Notre Dame first.
Oh, yeah. It was Notre Dame. I mean, speaking of some timeline talk, kind of like based off some of the rookies you're talking about. Thinking about some of the realistic roles for some of the players that we just brought in. So expectation. I'll start with you, Ev. What is some of your expectations for the roles of our rookies?
Like, well, the higher up in the draft you go, the more of a impact I'm expecting right off the bat. I mean, the first round guys, I am really anticipating them having a pretty immediate impact, and I think that they have the capabilities to do so. I mean, Jalen Carter, from what it seems, I know that there's a lot of people that after the combine they got nervous with his workout, with his pro day. But if we're being real here, man, I mean, obviously. The obvious thing is that he was dealing with a lot at that point in time.
He looked good though. He looked good when I saw him. It was a breath of fresh air because I was hoping that he didn't come on there all swollen and sweating like right. I was. I was like, come on, you got to do better. But go ahead, continue.
No, but between him and Nolan Smith, I really think that, I've said this a million times since we've drafted them, but that's your replacement right there for Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham for the future. And for them to be able to be on this roster with Graham and Cox and to learn from them and to learn how to be a professional. I mean, dude, I just love how this defensive line room is shaken out. I think that realistically, after moping and pouting about, we're never going to get back to 70 sacks again. Dude, we've built up a defensive line that is going to get us as close as possible, I think. Yeah. So I'm happy with it.
Tank, what about you?
Piggyback, but when you guys were asking about who was really thirsty for knowledge, Nolan was. Nolan Smith. He talked. So I don't know if you guys remember when Trey T was an assistant when Connor Barr was playing. A lot of people don't know that Trey is a tremendous coach. Trey Thomas is a tremendous coach. He gave he knows what he sees, and he was giving Connor Baldwin pearls. He was coaching him up on how to rush the different tackles each and every week. And you guys remember Connor Baldwin went to the Pro Bowl a couple of those years. But he was also talking to Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith was the one thirsting for knowledge. He had on those glasses. I was going to start talking about him, but I was like, yeah, you know, let me let him make it right now. It's his vision. But he was a great kid, and he was the one really thirsting for knowledge. You know what? I'm expecting all these guys to contribute this year. The one thing that I don't know if you guys hit on while I was in my absence was, did you notice the in the undrafted free agents, the guys were 6'2", 220, 212, 6'2", 215.
Some big dogs.
Six two, 215. And did you and they all had ran 4.4 between 4.3 and 4.4 speed. Mm-hmm. We need to get better on special teams. You remember our coverage units sucked ass last year? Those are the type of guys, the cornerbacks and the young receivers they got. I feel like they're gonna contribute on our special team.
Yeah.
Now the one person that I'm pulling for and to make guard is my boy Tyler. I think Tyler Steen is what we need because we lost Sam Alu to free agency. We were about to pay him all that cheese, and I'm happy he got paid. But between him and Sydney, I expect Sydney to be on the field early and often. It's mainly because as much as I love Avante Maddox, he's often injured. So I expect him to get one of those blow a tire or something where he's going to have to miss some time. And Sidney Brown, there's going to be his opportunity to step up. The other thing
in a slot corner role,
either a slot corner role or a safety role, because Josiah plays both, mm-hmm. Josiah Scott, but you want him at corner because his safety skills, as you saw, 30-30, suck ass.
How do you think with Avante, with Keely Ringo, with all these guys that we brought in, where do you guys think Greedy Williams fits in the mix still? Is it just a depth piece? Do you think him and Keely are going to be fighting for that?
It creates competition. Mm-hmm. It don't let you rest on your morals, because even though if Greedy doesn't make the opening day roster, and you start and one of the young guys starts faltering somewhere down the line, you don't think that he knows our system, and he's going to stay in shape. Bring him back. Yeah. The thing that it creates competition, and competition makes for good play. And I think these guys are, and it's just like I said, how do we lose? We lost Super Bowl. We on a punt return. A punt return. We gave up a punt return. Our coverage team sucked ass. And it's like we don't have what I like to call the dogs on the special team. And if you look at those free agents that I called out who are hungry, I know each one of them, they play for winners, the LSU and Alabama. And then the one that we got a receiver, Hasselwood. Did you see him? Have you seen his film?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some
Yeah, yeah. He does.
They say he ran a 4.6. I talked to Coach Pittman, because Coach Pittman was with me at Northern Illinois. He ran a 4.4 and a 4.39 at Arkansas, and they was talking about 4.6. When you turn on film, that ain't no damn 4.6. That is not a 4.6. But I think it's kind of like what Ev Love said. It's like I expect especially the top three or four picks to contribute big time, especially with as long as the season is, especially with the nagging injuries throughout the season and I'm not having a training camp. So I expect the two third round picks to contribute big time immensely. But I expect the special teamers and some of the other guys to contribute but the undrafted free agents to contribute big time on our coverage units. Yeah. I get sick and tired of holding my nuts in one hand and my drink in the other, hoping that we get the tackle on the kickoff.
Yeah. Now, piggybacking off what you said, I think Jalen Carter, I think he's got a shot to get a starting position. I definitely think he's a young dog in training. I think just during camp, you're going to see him slowly make his move. And when he makes his move, he's not giving it back. I think Nolan Smith, he's going to be a depth player for us, but again, in a rotation, coming off the edge, I think he offers, that versatility you like, that juice that you like. I think he's going to be definitely a wild card. Steen, I think, talking about his size, and you know how they look at those guards, you know, they have the guard shape.
Mammoth.
I think you look at Cam Jurgens, the build of Cam Jurgens versus Steen. I mean, he got that guard build to him. I think the competition is going to be nice. I like to see the competition. May the best man win. I don't care. I'm not showing no favor. The best man win. Sidney Brown, I think a guy who comes in, I think a special team demon. Like you talk about, you know, he's a guy that caused a fumble. I seen him do a fumble on a as the gunner. I think him and Ringo could be those potential guys contributing on special teams. I think the leadership qualities of those guys, you know, that competitive edge. You talk about N'Kobe Dean sparking those guys in special teams. I think they're going to take that next role in that group. But overall, I think those guys are really going to be the guys that are going to have some impact.
And when you talk about Cam Jurgens and Tyler Steen competing for that guard role, what is your thoughts? Like hypothetically speaking, let's just say we come into training camp and Cam Jurgens is winning that battle. I get that. Like just hypothetically speaking, if that were to happen, what do you think the course of action would be next year? Where I don't think Steen is really built to play center, where Cam Jurgens, like, you know what I'm saying? When Kelsey retires and Jurgens was the one having success at guard, would you risk moving him from guard or would you just try and replace him with another center?
The thing is that when he was talking, I didn't want to interrupt him. Like Cam Jurgens has a center body. When I say a center body, he's kind of got that slim build. He's great for getting up to – he's great for knocking cats. Yeah, second level, but also knocking cats off and scan protection. Scan protection is when everybody's got their man one-on-one and the center drops straight back and he scans, and whoever starts winning, he goes and knocks the shit out of him and knocks it. It looks bad on film. But so the thing that Steen has that I love is his size. It's like you want a big dog in the interior. You want a big dog because they protect the center. The center
they fill space. Yeah,
and then it's like you got to know that Cam Jurgens knows everything, almost everything that Kelsey does. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to mess that up. The center is the general of the offensive line. He's almost like the quarterback. They go hand in hand. He's supposed to know damn near the same shit the QB know. That's why they fight like bitches so much. So it's like but when you look at it, it's just, I don't know. It's like I think in that situation, if it's close, you give it, you let Steen go because you're saving Cam for the bigger picture of things. But I don't think Cam is not that good of a guard to me. Mm. I'm sorry. It's like he's a much better center to me. And that's what I just see on film.
Right.
And to answer somebody's question, I ran a 4.98 coming out of college. Somebody had a question up there. Yeah, ran a 4.98. And when I came out of college, the big dogs we thrived on running below a sub 5.
Goddamn it!
Damn, Skippy, I was rolling too. but now it was like when you look at that situation, that was a quality question. But when you look at that situation, you kind of got to go because you got Cam is going to be in the offense again for the second year in a row, but at the center. So do you try to make Tyler learn everything that Cam is learning, or do you take Tyler, but then
that could also hurt, you know, Tyler's progression as well. I mean, when you're trying to throw too much at him at one time, train him up for what he's built to make. You know what I mean?
That versatility, you know what I'm saying? Like if you got as a backup tackle, right guard abilities.
Well, yeah. See, the tackles and the guards, they do know a lot, but they don't know as much as the center from my experience. It's going to be interesting to see, but I think that they're going to let Tyler Stern. Yeah. See how small he is. Now go pull up Tyler.
Yeah, he's tiny. He's tiny.
Well, I mean, first of all, that he is rocking the new Eagles autism challenge shirt for Saturday. He is rocking that. He's modeling that for us.
I have a jersey. I don't have a shirt.
I have mine from last year. But I did. Hey, if you guys are out there and you want to link up with us, you want to walk with us, we will be doing the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Wait a minute. I thought y'all was running.
Hell no. I ain't running. I am not running. But if you want to, here's our link right here. This is, you can follow this QR code that goes right to our 4th and John page. If you want to donate, anything is welcomed. It's not, you know, if you want to. People ask us at our tailgates, hey, is everything, you know, what can I give? Like, it's usually free, but if you You want to make a donation? This is where it's at.
So, it's your time to shine.
Look at the QR code, and that'll go bring us right to our page. And right now, it's a double down situation. If you donate, it gets doubled.
And if you do the walk and you run into N'Kobe Dean or any other player, don't be asking them how their medicals are doing.
I was gonna say this, like, this is the Evan's not gonna be able to ask the players what their medicals are like this year. Who's gonna step up and do that for us?
We're gonna need someone to. It's gonna have to be you.
Is he gonna run?
No, I'm going to Colorado. I'm not gonna be in town.
What are you gonna be doing in Colorado?
I got a buddy's wedding this weekend.
Why is he doing that?
This Saturday?
Yeah. Why is he doing that?
Apparently, he really loves her. I don't know.
You sure? It's just not like. I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
They seem to be pretty happy.
You sure? Only around you though. I mean,
to be fair, they live in Colorado, so I could.
Do they have a Facebook page together? Do they?
What do you mean, like a joint profile?
Yeah.
No, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah, because nothing says somebody cheated like a joint Facebook page.
Country said he's going to take your place, Ev. He's going to come walk with his son. Hey.
Love it.
Hey, Country, you got my number. Holler at me. I'll let you know how you can get signed up. You still can get signed up. Chase says, I'm married. Happiness is fleeting.
Sure.
At least we got our Eagles, Chase.
Oh, jeez. Wifey's in the chat like, word?
Word?
Joey wants to know, though, going back to Jalen Carter, just about, you know, obviously with all the stuff that why he dropped in the draft, do you think that the players, both, you know, from his former team and vets on this roster can kind of get him on the straight and narrow?
Well, you know what I seen from him. I saw a guy who's ready to play some football and stop being a knucklehead. But it was, you know, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because Kylie Wong, mm-hmm. he was kind of keeping him in line and stuff. And you see, he was with Nolan Smith, and I think those guys are going to keep him in line. I think the fact that when I got to Philly, there was not a single fucking Northern Illinois player here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like
we weren't going on a run of Northern Illinois players off the board.
Well, whatever do you mean? But to have the guys that you played college ball with,
you know, that's gotta be that's a great feeling, man.
And that you won a national championship with, actually two back to back.
Yeah,
it's got to be spectacular. You got to have the like once you get things down and get things going, you got to have the confidence that you're going to win here on this level as well. And with so many guys from that, and then we signed Rambo. Mm-hmm.
Charleston Rambo.
Yeah, somebody in the chat was just talking about this side. And they showed some highlights of him and Hurts from Oklahoma. Yeah, yep. And it's you get people that you're familiar with, and things can continue to ride. It's like it's not a bunch of strangers trying to force. Square pegs into a round hole.
Now Charleston Rambo was the wide receiver two to Jalen Hurts when he was at Oklahoma. Wide receiver one was that guy in Dallas called CeeDee Lamb. But he had 43 passes for 743 yards and 5 touchdowns. Didn't get drafted. Went undrafted. Got an opportunity to go to try out for Carolina, and then he ended up with the Orlando. XFL team. So
I would have took that from Quez Watkins last year.
What?
43 passes and 5 touchdowns. How many did he drop? No, I'm just playing.
Damn.
I haven't been on here in a little bit. Did you see what Quez put on when they signed the cat from Atlanta?
That's
my daughter.
Lil Tank. Lil Bigot. That's my daughter. What's one? Zacchaeus. I want you to compete.
Yeah, but why take for them to sign somebody at your motherfucking position for you to start to get tough? That's Jalen Rager-esque. You're a paper tiger, a tender. What the fuck are you doing?
All
of a sudden you get mad at everybody because you dropping passes and shit, because you fumbling.
It seems like all these signings that you see, all these wide receivers they're bringing in, They're bringing all this type of competition, and I love it. And I feel like if they don't see what they want to see in this next couple weeks, couple months, then you will see another veteran brought in here.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
So they're like, let me get a cheaper option. If that doesn't work, then boom.
What kind of veterans are still out on the market now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We got a little bit of the cream of the crap that was, I mean, the cream of the crap that was out there.
Landry's still out there, right?
Yeah, I'm not. Nah, fuck that. He played in Cleveland. We don't need that type of, we don't need that type of Brown here.
I mean, hey, if you come for cheap, we have, let's see. Who's out here, out in these streets? Let's see. Kenny Galladay, Julio Jones, Byron Pringle, Jarvis Landry, N'Keal Harry, Sammy Watkins, Andre Roberts, Rashad Perriman, a guy who they worked out a couple times, Rashard Higgins, DeMarcus Robinson, Speed. They worked him out as well, I believe. Johnson.
I like that Marcus Johnson was here already.
Yep. Stop it. T.Y. Hilton.
He thought they was going somewhere.
I'm not gonna lie. I know that he's got essentially, he's nearly running on E at this point. But you mentioned Julio, bro. We're talking about like a wide receiver four.
I was going along the lines of Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins?
It's like he still got blamed his speed.
He probably got more left in the tank than Julio does at this point.
Well, Julio couldn't get off the fucking bench. I mean, off the sideline, the training room for the Titans.
Malbert's up Donovan Peoples Jones. I love that. I just don't think that Cleveland would. I mean, he did well with them last year.
No. I mean, if they pull the Howie trade a fourth round pick for a potential someone, that's always in the cards there. Mm-hmm. But another thing that's brought up by ESPN's Bill Barnwell, Miles Jack as a potential linebacker target for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I wanted Miles Jack for a long time. At this point in the time, it was kind of long in the tooth, but again, it was known for his coverage, but nowadays hasn't been the best in coverage. But again,
you think?
Behind this kind of front, he could be an athletic guy that you could bring in here for cheap. But
you just did that. You brought the kid from Chicago.
Morrow with no guaranteed money on his contract.
Yeah.
And it was somebody else that was.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
That's kind of available. Okay, and they was talking about a trade for him. It's one linebacker. It skips my mind. It'll come to me eventually.
Devin White, no?
That was one of them.
Patrick Queen?
Patrick Queen. I'd rather have Patrick Queen. Yeah, because they just gave Roquan $100 million, and you know damn well they're not going to tie Samoa in there.
You'd rather have Queen than Devin White?
Devin White's
on a team already.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Devin White is.
Wouldn't Queen and White both need to be traded for, or is Queen a free agent right now?
Yeah. Both of them need to be traded for, but one is older than the other.
Okay.
Who did White sign with?
Wait, I thought White's not that old.
Yeah, he is. He's 30 something.
No way. You're thinking of Levante David.
Okay.
No way. Jose. Yeah, no way.
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
What is he, 27? 26?
25.
25. Okay.
That's old.
25 ain't old. Come on.
out of Queens.
Holy
shit. They were in the same draft, weren't
they? They might have been the same draft.
Now, another potential pickup who recently mentioned.
He's 23, so he is 2 years younger.
Potentially. another person who potentially might have some ideas of coming back recently spoke with NFL Network. Mr. Sue says, I have no desire to be in training camp.
Yeah.
Sue told NFL Network on Monday morning, I will come in and watch and look and give some advice. But when week one happens, yeah, I'll be ready. That's like, you know, when a Jedi rolls up, the Jedi is already a Jedi. He knows all the mind tricks. Remember, he'll come in and play. Keep it fresh. What do you think about bringing in Sue back?
That's what the when you do that when that we used to do that with Tim Houck all the time. We get some safeties and stuff to try to help Doc out. Some they didn't pan out. Tim Watson, they didn't pan out, and Timmy Houck would be there on after opening day rosters out, so they didn't went on the hook for his full salary.
So if he were to not show up for training camp, which obviously it seems like he has he has no interest in doing, what do you think would be like his ramp up period? Like say he is needed at some point during the regular season, like
did you watch he didn't need no fucking ramp up period when you brought him in? They threw his ass out there and he was taking 25 to 30 plays. Some people are built differently. And I know it's like some cats, like one my boy Bill Johnson didn't lift a single fucking weight, but will club you off the screen. he got traded one time too. And he lined up at defensive tackle. And it was just like when you look at it, some guys are just built like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue, I already know Sue is going to be working out he's going to be working out, doing what he needs to do to stay in shape. When you play the interior of the line, you're looking to get that pressure and you're looking to burst downfield. So if somebody makes somebody cut back, you can knock the shit out of him and draw the ball loose.
Yeah, I mean, he knows what he brings to the table. And he knows his role. You know what I'm saying?
But like this, have you seen training camp? It's like a fresh air fucking camp.
I know. It's pretty interesting.
It's like a day camp for kids. All the business is nap time.
Well, the Eagles.
Eagles
camp is voluntary.
Yeah, this is OTAs, organized team activity. The funniest stuff was when they, me, Trey, and Hugh was telling them about how we used to have training camp and how things used to be. It's like, it's nothing like that now. It's like, they're like, y'all practice twice a day? Yeah, in full pads for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then it was like you did that for 3 days straight to get your body acclimated to the rigmarole of hitting somebody with pads on. And then you did full gear in the morning, 10, 10, 10 in the evening, and alternating days. It was a special teams practice because you don't want to overrun your horses. The big dogs, the line, you take care of the people who take care of you. Mm-hmm. And as like in learning and watching Andy work and move, as much as I despise his fucking guts, that was one thing that I commend him on, is taking care of the guys up front, because you're not doing shit. No matter, you got the best fucking quarterback in the world. If your offensive line is not blocking, you don't have a good offensive line, you ain't getting shit. You got the greatest defensive backfield known to fucking man. But if the men up front are not getting no pressure, that's nothing. It means nothing. Yeah. So the guys up front, is what makes the team thrive. Mm-hmm. That's what on both sides. We used to have a thing that we called line. At the end, after we did our warm ups, we would break down and we called line because that's where everything starts, on the line.
Now Jay says we don't even have a legit proven linebacker that can cover 4-3-4. You know, N'Kobe Dean would like to take that challenge. Shout out to N'Kobe Dean, man. He was doing some community work out there with the kids today. Doing good stuff in the community already.
Shout out to him, of course, but how about to shout out to QB1 as well? I mean, got his master's degree.
Damn, Skippy.
He said nobody could take that away from him.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, he went out. He went out and handled his motherfucking business.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Pardon me about that. Excuse me.
It's a lot cooler to see your quarterback doing stuff like that. You know, graduating and shooting ducks in the bushes somewhere.
Or like Ja Morant holding the gun on Instagram. What is wrong with Ja?
He's on like a speed run out of the NBA, I think, bro. It's like
Urkel went straight gangster for no reason.
Can't get right. Just can't get right.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Can't get no dumb. You can't. It's not that you like guns. It's the fact that you're on IG riding around the city with summer. And you know what? And it brings up the one thing that I will always remember when I first got into the NFL. They used to have these seminars. You know what the thing Pauls came from? Pauls. You know where that came from? What? So they used to do these. They used to act out scenarios in front of us. And when it got to the point where they was going to ask us, you know, what would you do in a situation? It's like, Pauls. So so it was a situation. Hey, it's talking about... you know, when you do a shit out on the street, it's like you want to hang with your boys and stuff. It's like they're not going to mention no fucking body else. Your name is the only name that's going to be fucking mentioned.
Yeah.
If y'all do something together, you're all going to be the only one. The last thing you want to hear is dun dun dun. In other news, in breaking news, such and such, and a band of misfits. and then when I saw the second job thing. Actually, if you want to really be, if we're really counting, that's the third stupid ass job thing. The second one was when he showed all the money he had spent at the strip club. I hope you guys are pussy.
Yeah.
Give me apologies for that, but I'm just saying, you showed all that. What? So what? You're not working. What do you mean?
Somebody asked Ja what he thinks of this. Speaking of Chappelle, I am going to see Chappelle on June 2nd.
Nice.
Where is he going to be? Awesome.
He's in Philly.
Nice.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Hey, I got it. I got invited.
Whatever.
I didn't. I got invited, Dick Cheney. shout out to my
one of the best jaw edits I've seen so far is Avon Barksdale walking across the basketball court. Avon?
So you haven't seen the one Be Cool, huh? With Andre 3000.
No,
when Andre 3000 put the gun, say, you know what I'm gonna do? But don't give me no gun then.
Yeah.
So they I'm like, man, come on.
You can't, that's him.
The thing is, and I said this when I don't know if you guys knew about the Josh Allen crap where he had put some racial slurs up before when he was at Wyoming, and so it came back to haunt him like the running back Wendell, what's his name?
Smallwood.
Yeah, Wendell Smallwood. But he said some stuff about Philly cats. And all that stuff started cropping up, started coming up as you're becoming drafted. Even Laramie Tunsil, his stepdad put out the picture. Well,
that was so foul, dude.
Well, even Carson talking about cutting off his,
Yeah, it's like but when you do it, when it's self-inflicted, it is god awful. And I see Tim Perkins talking about Leonard Floyd. That would be an embarrassment of fucking riches if we did that. And we would eclipse that 70 sacks thing, because if you look at what the new guy does, and I was just talking, I mentioned this on my way out the door when I was at the alumni thing. I was like, I better see some motherfucking zone traps. A lot of people don't know what zone traps are. People think that you're blitzing, you're supposed to trick the offensive line, but you don't know who's rushing. That's how Dalton got a lot of his sacks. That's how Track got sacks. That's how a lot of the linebackers get sacked, because they switch positions, switch responsibilities with the defensive ends. But it's not the switch responsibilities; it's them having them think that we're still coming, and the other guy's coming, and they yell out blitz, and we drop back into those hot windows.
Now you got Leonard Floyd. He's 30 years old. We got Frank Clark. He's 29. J.J. Watt retired. Robert Quinn still out there. Yannick Ngakoue is out there. Jadavian knocked the Mets out of the playoffs. Clowney is still out there.
Jadavian Clown. the one that's interesting in though is Clark, because did he sign with anybody?
Nope, he's a free agent.
Yeah, see, Leonard Floyd, you have to actually trade for.
No, he's a free agent too.
You sure? I thought he's still with the Rams.
Last I'm reading on this thing, it says he's a free agent.
Mm, yeah.
His they said his market value via SpotTrack is we're not paying 13.7, but if you want to come here as a
well, see, hold on,
the Super Bowl.
The market value means shit when you don't have a job and the season has already started.
Yeah. So I mean, you want to come out come here on a nice, cheap, affordable. You want to get a ring? I mean, he's got a ring, but does he have a ring?
With Leonard Floyd?
Was he with the Rams? Was in the one?
I think.
Oh, Leonard Floyd. I think he was there.
Yeah. Mm. Trey says Coach Carr is the only one who can straighten Jai out.
Hey, your dumb ass back here.
Let's see. Any other talk on the timeline right now? I mean, we let's see. You know, this is pretty interesting. I mean,
Mark says there was a rumor that Quinn was an Eagle last season.
Yeah, right. Week one, we will all be. You know, this is pretty interesting. Week one in New England, the average ticket price is $807. They will honor Tom Brady week one. It is the most in-demand ticket throughout the league at this moment.
Everybody wants to see a cheater. Fuck that clown.
$807 is a lot for a ticket.
Man, that fuck. Google Gang approved, bro.
I know. I'm just saying. I was,
well, you'll be there, right? You'll be there, Tank. Right?
For Philly sports trip.
Will you watching in the bus or in the stadium?
Well, if you come with PhillySportsTrips.com, well, not Philly, my Philly Sports Trips, we are setting up with the Eagles bar where I will be viewing the game. Those seats, most of the seats in different stadiums are not made for the big dog. Mm. And it's a lot of fucking walking. I'm not walking for Eagles autism.
You can roll while I get you a little motorized cart.
Exactly, you know? Exactly what I need is to be rolling, and all of a sudden you hit a pebble or something on the street.
I get you one of them Walmart carts.
I go tumbling off toppling over with my nachos and my soda.
One of them Walmart carts and a whole lot of butt crack and Walmart carts.
I don't do the butt crack. I make sure my pants are pulled up. I do not want to discuss the public. When you're a big dog, you're supposed to pull your pants up. You have to know that you're gonna be a plumber when you bend over. Your clothes, especially if your clothes are not fitting properly, and they don't because you're a big dog. You just got to go with the flow. Yeah,
I mean, the only thing proper around here is Philly Sports Trips.
Yeah,
they're doing great things. If you want to book a tailgate, make sure you go down to PhillySportsTrips.com. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. A lot of trips to go on. We're trying to, as a group, we're trying to decide. I know Tank has the VIP pass, so he's going to every single one away trip. There's a lot of flying miles.
Now you talk about Philly sports trips. You have to talk about Philly sports shirts. I got you guys Dan Skippy t-shirts. PhillySportsShirts.com. They have a nice little partnership going on. What's happening, Drew? I got you guys shirts in. I got them in the box. I'm gonna either meet up with him or.
We'll see on Saturday.
Oh yeah, I bring him Saturday. Well, we're not gonna all be there Saturday, are we, Evan?
Yeah, Ev.
Yeah. Yeah. See, way to go, Ev. way to break up the group. Just way to be like Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz. Way to go. it should be a good time. The first game is a motherfucker, really, because of the price of the tickets. Mm-hmm. So.
Prom says, hope your pants are bigger than your beaters.
I see. I see somebody's had some light-skinned hate going on. Hey, you mad because I fill out my beater way more? You know what? I'm not going to even get that. Pause.
Prime in the comments. Chase says, I'm in D.C. for the Eagles Commanders game. I think right off the rip, I just think you got to be there for the first game of the season.
Yeah.
I think my second option is got to be L.A.
I would be there.
If I'm being real with you, KC tops L.A. for me in that whole department.
Well, in the KC.
Really? Barbecue?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl rematch, bro.
I know. Remember
we played that game in February?
Yeah. But someone said barbecue. I think Mal said barbecue last year.
Yeah, barbecue.
But barbecue would be nice, but yeah. I think that'll be the best game of the year.
Yeah. But you also have to think about it. You can go on a tour with your boy. I'm going to the World War One Museum. I went to the draft for the first time in my career, and it was at the World War One Museum. I didn't get to see the museum actually, because mm-hmm. I was with the people. Mm. It's like, but I'd be interested to see, to go through that museum because it's one of the ones I haven't seen yet.
Mm. That's cool.
Nikita says, including the Super Bowl again with the Stevie Wonder refs, and whoever worked on the ground. Right. Did the grounds crew retire?
The sod father, he should be retired.
I think Eagle Finch, I'm not saying that he should, but I would urinate on his grass.
I don't know what that means on Pornhub, but you might want to slow down.
Let's see. Brian says both the Eagles and Chiefs are coming off their byes when they play. It'll be crazy good. We talked about on the last episode that gauntlet of the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Bills. Then we play the Cowboys again. Mm-hmm. And did I miss another team in that gauntlet?
Seattle.
So the gauntlet to me was like right before the break. Like after you get that break, you'll be able to assess your wounds. Like, look at the gauntlet to me is having to go to, it's like we got that, bad, Minnesota, the Commanders. But then you had to go out to LA, and then you play the Jets. And then you play the Dolphins. That's a physical game. Mm-hmm. But then you come back with the Commanders, which you know is going to be a physical game because their offense coordinator now knows us. But then you end before the bye, you hit Dallas, which is a familiar opponent, so it's going to be rough. Mm. That's a gauntlet, like in those weeks right there. And then coming from L.A., then coming back to play New York, who should be a physical contest because they have a good defense, a really good defense. Miami, who has a good defense, and Washington, who has a good defense, and they're implementing some new stuff. So it'll be the second time playing it as well. That's why it's a gauntlet. And then you have to play another NFC East opponent before you get the bye week.
I think it would be kind of cool to actually, if you're going to go out on the West Coast as an East Coast Eagle fan, you go watch. Oh, you watch Dallas get whooped, and then you stay out there and go up the North West Coast. Drive up. What's the route all the way up? 10?
95
Highway.
I forget the route. Excuse me, I'm from the East Coast.
95.
No, the route that goes from like Texas area all the way up to Cali.
Oh,
what, 10?
Is it? I said 10, but I'm not sure if that's wrong.
Texas to Cali. What are you even talking about right now?
I'm saying taking a road trip, you can go all the way up to Seattle and see the Eagles whoop that ass on December 17th.
Are you saying between week 14 and week 15, drive from Dallas to Seattle?
Yeah, what a road trip, man. That's what road trips are all about.
That's definitely a road trip, for sure.
That's not one I want to go on.
this guy's flying everywhere. First class. If you ever go on a trip with Hollis, you'll notice that Hollis has like usually the third to first seat in the plane. With Grey Poupon, he's always sipping on. You'll see his pinky up and he's sipping on
private something. Stock.
Gary says no trip, road trip for me. Birdman says that's Route 66. I know he drives trucks, so he would know.
Yeah, oh, the bird! What's up, Birdman?
Like, isn't that from like Chicago all the way out to West Coast somewhere?
I met the Birdman at the draft. I think that's
a lot of pork rinds, Mark.
He said that he has a belt for you.
So you know, Birdman does.
Yo, if you were a wrestler, what would be your wrestling name?
What? Tank.
Big Tank? Big, would it be Big Tank or just Tank?
Cool Motherfucker.
Cool Motherfucker?
Yeah, spell like I spell it on my Facebook page.
Introducing the heavyweight champion of the world, Cool Motherfucker.
Yeah, are you motherfucking right? I don't know. I think it'll probably be Tank.
Ev's got a cool one, Hollywood Hearn. That's pretty good wrestling. That's an intercontinental champion right there. I don't know about heavyweight champion.
That's a borderline porn name. I'm just saying.
Dirk Diggler over there.
Yeah, Hollywood Hearns. Yes, I'm going to make you see the lights, baby. Oh, sorry. I don't know where I was going with that, but you know.
Let's see. Any questions that we missed? I know we really just want to come on and talk and get some opinions from Tank. We haven't seen Tank in a minute. And I know he went to the Eagles alumni rookie dinner. That was pretty interesting stuff.
And I've been to the draft as well. I don't know where Ed went. But that was the draft was a great experience as well, because I was never there. Yeah, like you guys know, that was like one of the better experiences for me. Then the Eagles brass was called me in to come in and come down. They had like an area where they had every team's fans sitting there. It was pretty cool. It was great. And then I was there with Trent. The first day of the draft, though, I was with Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor. The Legends had the we watched the draft from one of the green rooms at the Lowe's Hotel. I saw Billy McMullen. Don't ask me why I was happy.
Wide receiver
that.
For you young heads out there.
I heard it was Ev's favorite receiver, but and yeah, I saw my boy Peter Tillman and Roman Harper, and who else did I see? My boy Tony Richards. It was a bevy of guys out there. It was a nice time. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I was cleaning our garage out yesterday, and found photos from the 1994 draft.
Yeah, I was still in college.
This is Paul Tagliabue and Chris Berman saving me from getting arrested as we snuck on the draft floor. He thought I went to Georgetown, but I was just a G on my hat because he went to Georgetown.
I thought the G was for Gale.
Yeah, that was for Gale. But yeah, there's the back floor as we, you know, creeping in there looking.
That's not the boy from a Subway, is it?
No, that is not Jared.
That's not Jared.
That is not Jared.
I was wondering, what are you guys cutting up there?
Yeah, man, that was good times, man. Yeah. But I got to go at the draft next year. The draft's going to be in Detroit.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
At least we're familiar with the area now.
Yeah.
Damn. We know where to get some pizza.
Yeah. I told you. Hey, did I steer you wrong?
Eckers.
A fat guy would not steer you wrong.
I was like, this pizza can't be that great. It was actually good. And then we had the deep dish.
Yeah,
pizza or whatever.
Yeah, Tank's pizza was better than that one everyone else was recommending.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The deep dish I had.
Destroyal.
Buddies, was it
Detroit
called?
Style
yeah.
pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing they do in Chicago. We like when I was just there for my nephew's graduation, and they ordered a deep dish style, and they came. I was like, ew, there's so much dough and red sauce. It's like
lasagna, man.
I know. It's like without the good part. The good cheese, the ricotta cheese and stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's just like dough. I was like, dude, what are you going to do with that? You're going to be back there for weeks.
Talking about what are you going to do with that? What is Sean Desai going to do with this defense? Tim asks, thoughts on Desai's press conference.
Did you see his press conference? I didn't get a chance to see it.
I did.
And I thought it was actually kind of interesting in the fact that, I mean, isn't that the first time we've heard him kind of speak ever since taking on the role?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, I mean, he seems like a guy dude, he seems zeroed in, completely locked in, laser focused. That was my takeaway from him, man. I think that he doesn't mess around. I love it.
Also,
if you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. Being a Temple grad, You know? The one thing that I took from
Didn't he coach at Temple as well?
I think so. He got his break coach at a Temple. But I think the one thing I got from him, he's like, the team has got to represent the city. And when he said that he wants this team to be felt. He wants this team, he wants everyone to fuel our defense. And I feel like he's going to do some things that Gannon didn't do. I think his self-awareness level is higher than Gannon's.
Now, speaking of Gannon, Ev, now I've been waiting to get back on there to ask you guys what you think about the shit that he tried to peddle after the draft, not going to the podium, not even talking to the press, because it came out that he took some phone calls during Super Bowl week from Thomas. It was my buddy. I thought it was a harmless call. They don't have a coach. He's the GM. You don't take that fucking call. And then not only that, you didn't tell anybody you took that call.
It's like, what?
No, it's fucked up. Because it's like, you got one foot in it. You're not thinking about the Super Bowl. You're not thinking about winning no more. You're thinking about running shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's the one thing that I've learned about when they often wonder why that is against the ethics code to do that, is because you always, when you have an opportunity to get a head job, you always think about the way you want to do shit. And it doesn't fail. It's like, he's a human being, and human nature is, oh yeah, yeah, I'm about to be running shit. I'm about to be the head motherfucking in charge.
Yeah.
You get damn Skippy. Fuck y'all. It's like, oh, you can't run that play? Dude, if you go back and you can stomach it and watch that Super Bowl, he did nothing to the Magic. He did nothing that led us up to getting to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. A lot of people was talking about, I'm not even going to mention Evan talking that shit about him, about what we were winning in spite of him. And the thing that what pissed me off is, at least you could have run something to put our guy. We had guys that could win one-on-one matchups. They were running scan protection, and we were still running man under. When you run man under, who had, but besides number 10, who was the second leading rusher on their team? Pulling the ball down. When he saw everybody turn their back, he was pulling the ball down and running. You had a guy out there on a high ankle sprain, and you did nothing. You did nothing. You didn't even put our guys in it. You didn't put our guys in a position to win. And when you come up, this is where the trust of the players and the coaches comes into play. It's because as a player, when we're gonna be like, if we're a really good team, we're gonna be able to, you're gonna be able to outduel some people, even in spite of what you.
Oh, say less.
But when you come up against somebody who you matched up with, and it's a great matchup, you're expecting your coaches to take over. Our offense side, they scored 35 points and probably would have scored more had the game been called even down the line. But we as a defense did not show up as a defensive unit, and it was because he took the phone call from Arizona with his punk ass. And he tried to say that he was 9-0 here. You were 8-1. You were 8-1.
He was very Chet-like in that interview.
Yeah. That was fucked up.
Big brother Chet from
Bozo shit, man.
Yeah, I wanted to kick him in his teeth.
What's the guy's name in that movie, Chet? It was
what movie?
He was the annoying big brother. His name was Chet. Had a flat top.
Are we talking about Home Alone?
No. That's
Weird Science. Weird Science.
Weird Science. Possibly. Mm. He's not old enough for Weird Science.
Shout out to Bob from Down Under.
What's up, Bob?
That's our nickname for you, even though you tried to tell us your real name. We're going to stick with Bob from down on. You've seen the rumors about Miles Jack, thumbs up or down. It's kind of like this, you know. Well, if you want to come and compete for cheap. Yeah. If you see the timeline, I've been begging for Miles Jacks for years. Caldwell's actually the guy that drafted him. Now works for the Eagles. If you want to tie it in together.
Weird Science. There you go. Weird Science. What is the biggest weakness?
Drew says, Tank was right. JG goofy ass was terrible.
Thanks, Drew.
Let's see, man. Any other questions before we get out of here? Any topics that we missed? Shout out to Chris Nady in the building. He said he will be joined the Philly sports trips on more trips. He said, "Mom, spaghetti in Detroit was legit." Damn. No, you know Nady's gonna be at every single game, man.
I know, you know he's gonna be there.
That's what Chris does, bro.
Damn,
Nady's a trooper, man.
Yeah, hopefully Dawkins is at least at half of them.
We just
his dog.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, I know Nady was. We just did an Eagles autism thing at Dolan's, and with what was it? They had a
with Dalton, right? From 302 podcast or no?
I don't know.
Nah, that was a different one.
I had what's the manager, old school manager, Charlie Manuel, and Mickey Mardini. They had a wiffle ball thing. It was a wiffle ball tournament. It's nothing like watching a bunch of grown-ups take a really hard hack at a ball that's, you know, has been about the fucking curve.
You try to hit the ball?
No, I'm not stupid. Right, I was there for the drinks and a good time.
I know you don't walk, but you might hit balls.
Whoa. Pause.
Let's see. Yeah, Sean, we actually talked about Rambo. Interesting. He's a guy that he's a depth piece. Bring more competition into the fold. We love the competition, especially around this time of the season.
Yeah.
Bring more dudes in the mix. Let's see.
That guy pretty much took on an entire militia by himself. So like,
who's this?
Rambo. Yeah. Rambo.
They drew first blood, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of, I found my Rambo knife. I sent a picture to Ev. I was like, "Yo, I found my Rambo knife in the garage," and then the next day, the Eagle sign,
John Rambo,
Charleston Rambo. that's probably one of the best names on the roster.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Is it because he Rambo and we grew up watching Rambo
maybe.
First Blood?
Old heads, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like it's a joke waiting to happen. I feel like it's a bit of a joke.
Rambo's killing him today.
Yeah, I know. Or
now, Drew Johnson says came in late. Did you guys talk about who you think will back up Maddox? I think
Brady.
That's an open.
You know, it's
competition right there.
Yeah, it is.
And it's kind of interesting that he brought that up.
Zach's gonna have to find a role on this. Like,
I think Zach is gone. I'm sorry. It's like
I think he has a better chance to make the roster than Kayvon Wallace, personally.
No. Because Kayvon Wallace does good things on special teams as well. That's the more you can do. Would you rather keep somebody who's a backup corner who you never fucking use?
Hasn't Zach been on special teams doing well or no?
Yeah, not really. He's not up every game. The one thing that we used to talk about who's probably going to back him up. I think Sidney Brown. When you're looking at those interior guys, Sidney has the ability to play safety, but he also has those fast twitch muscles that you look for in a guy who's looking to cover that third guy. So it's going to be interesting to see how they deploy this. And I feel like he's smart too. The smarts to get the defense and stuff. And everybody's going to be on the same playing field because it's a whole new system coming in. So I think he might outduel a couple of guys. So
yeah, I think you obviously have Josiah still there, but at the end of the day, it's whoever comes in and wants to fight, you know. Mm-hmm. Have at it. That's where I really am at. John says Justin Evans will back up. Thing is, I was watching some of the one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl. You can watch them on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of like cut-ups of Sidney Brown and coverage. And I was actually surprised by some of his coverage snaps on some of the wideouts he was covering.
You know, I wasn't because he was there with Lovie Smith, and Lovie Smith, like remember Mike Brown when Lovie Smith was a coach in for Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's like when you get a safety, when you get what they call a hybrid safety, a safety that can also cover receivers and stuff, that can take away the tight end. He can be a corner. He's fast enough to be a corner. As like, but he's physical enough to be a safety. So he doesn't have a dress on. So to speak.
Well, like at the Senior Bowl, when all the other safeties were going up against the wide receivers, they were getting cooked. And then that's why I was surprised because I was like, all these other safeties have been getting cooked. And then all of a sudden, Sidney was showing up heavy in coverage. So, and then Howie actually addressed. He's like, yeah, once we saw him in coverage at the Senior Bowl, then that's when they were like, okay. But again, like I just want to see it happen on the field. Obviously, we got to talk about it, but obviously, we want to see it on the field. Joey asks, who's our next Malcolm Jenkins?
No, shit. I don't know.
That's the voice of the defense. The voice of the defense. The next. Usually, next means the next 5 years, who's going to be the voice.
Probably one of them young cats. Well, they'll emerge. Well, you'll see them emerge after we see them play. Right now, all we're looking at is what they did in college. And we're looking at what they did in college. We just need to see them on the field and see who's going to produce. Those first few games, which is the gauntlet that we're talking about, it should define a lot of stuff for us and let us know which way we're going to go.
I'm saying – Jason says Slay. I guess Nolan Smith would be.
Nolan Smith is he's young right now, and he's knowledgeable. But I don't. It's like I didn't see him as like a motor. He's more
N'Kobe Dean.
I see N'Kobe Dean more like that. Or let me see. I don't know. It's like when I'm around the guys, it's like you're looking for that next one, but you don't see it until like. But you're around the fellas and they act in their self.
I think to compare someone to Malcolm Jenkins, like that, obviously it's high praise, but I think that Malcolm Jenkins, he's a lot more unique than people were really giving him credit for. I mean, he was a very serious, stoic type of leader. Whereas I view a lot of these players on this team, while I think that we do have a lot of leaders,
right?
It seems more so like a, not that this is a bad thing, but a fun group of guys. You know what I mean? A bunch of guys that are lighthearted, that type of thing. Malcolm Jenkins, not saying he wasn't like a lighthearted guy, but he was serious. He was a very serious person.
And no, Chris throws too many others under the bus to be a legit leader.
Who's that? What are you talking about?
I think he's talking about Malcolm.
Go.
But I think that I don't know who of these young guys. I don't know if I've seen like a guy that is as serious as Malcolm was.
I think like
N'Kobe, when he talked to his left end and he like got in his face, and the next play dude comes up, makes a huge tackle.
But I think that's gonna be, it's gonna be hard to pick like that next Malcolm Jenkins or anything. But I think all these guys hold each other accountable for what they know that they could do. There's one thing that I did mention it when I was talking to them. They was talking about the stuff that happened in college games and stuff, and you know, in different situations, because we remember the fun times. So it's like they were holding each other accountable for things that you know that you're supposed to do. Right. It's like we're not giving you praise. Something you're supposed to do. Like I've never been to jail. You're not supposed to go to jail.
Not supposed to go to jail, man.
Exactly.
I was going to actually mention this, but Bob from Down Under, Jordan Davis. The thing I like the most is the fact that Jordan Davis is not getting talked about, and I feel like not that he needs a limelight on him, but I think whatever it takes, you know, like to ignite.
Yeah.
Turn on the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, keep doubting Jordan Davis. He's a guy in a great depth piece in this defense. I feel like I was watching some snaps of him last night. You know, it was him breaking through two linemen and then flattening and running down and tackling a running back, you know, on a screen. Like the stuff he was doing was kind of crazy. And the other thing about it is that you're looking to his right. You got Jalen Carter. You got Nolan Smith, and you have Dean right behind it. I'm like, bro, they're actually on the Eagles.
You're just talking about the Bulldogs too, bro.
Like, yeah,
I mean, we had some actual dogs, you know what I mean, before these guys even showed up.
Jeez.
Son Reddick, Fletch.
Jason says, let's face it, no one would ever replace Dawkins. Jenkins, yes, good, but we need someone with a lot of heart. Shout out to Dawkins. Last time I saw Tank in person.
Yep.
He was yelling in a big dinner hall.
Now, whatever do you mean?
Tank was the entertainment for the night.
I was a hype man.
Fucking ham over here.
Ike was pumping it up, trying to get people to donate for the kids.
I could probably be a preacher.
Possibly. I see that.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Interesting. Shout out to Mal, and shout out to Prime, who are doing the Lord's work somewhere else today. You know, just want to give a shout out to those guys. I know Prime has had an event with his daughter tonight.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about the kids, right? All about the kids.
Yep.
But you know, anything interesting going on? I know Ev is about to go to Colorado. I know he's going to stay away from any other activities. He's like just hell. Going to a wedding.
Like hell.
Are you excited for that?
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm gonna bring the drone out with me too. Hopefully, get some shots of the mountains. Be a cool time.
Some cougars.
Don't lose it.
Gonna film some cougars on the mountains.
What kind?
You know the gray haired white. What kind of cougars they have there? Aren't there cougars?
Old women golden. Or like
no, I'm talking about actual ankles.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah.
That I actually had thought about that. I was like, if I because the radius, I'm pretty sure on that drone is like, what do you say, 3 miles, 4 miles, something like that, from like where how far I can control it from. So I can really send that bitch up there and get it kind of far away. It would be cool to like do some National Geographic spying on some animal shit.
A man from Philadelphia gets eaten by cougars when his drone runs out of battery power. Dude. I actually went up to Denver to go snowboarding of all places.
That sounds dope.
Not Denver. It was Boulder.
That's Colorado. I guess snowboarding and skiing scene is pretty awesome out there.
Joey says, he's
going out to Ireland.
Oh, this guy flex.
Not bad.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
I hope you and wifey have a great time, Brian.
To answer both Joey and Tim's question at the same time, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. yeah, I am single. And Annie, I am looking for a date for the wedding this weekend.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Little alien street.
What's alien it? Ant farm.
Alien ant farm. Yeah. Yeah, man, I think I'm just ready for the Eagles Autism Challenge once again. If you would like to meet up with us at the Eagles Autism Challenge, let us know. If you'd like to join our team, we still have spots on our team. We have new people signing up every day. If you'd like to donate to our team, scan this QR code. We got a double donation. Any donations put in today will be doubled. Match. So that means if matched. You put in 25, it turns into 50. Shout out to the Phillies for putting up the money for that.
You mean the Eagles?
Yeah. Isn't it? Well, they're doing a donation. The
Phillies are the ones doubling it right now?
Phillies are the ones doubling it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had to put mine up there. Look for me.
Go down
and look for me. Just donate $1.
Hey, Big Tank, you're going to get us in the VIP section? At the Eagles Autism Challenge?
Huh? I don't deal with riffraff. No. if you need me to, I'll vouch for you.
Okay, cool. We'll be outside the gate. Like, hey, Tank.
I don't know them. Security.
Get those peasants out of my area. But before we get out of here, man, last word. We'll start with you, Tank. Anything you want to put out there before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I was on a bit of a busy tear, and just getting things together, and with the draft, and you know, going to the draft, viewing the draft, and everything. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. It's going to be that damn 76ers crap is still sticking in my head. But I know. See, I'm not the only one. I mean, it's just right there.
Yep.
It's like, because I was talking so much hot cash funny shit. I don't know what I was thinking. But I'm just happy to be back. I'll be back next week with more information. Catch me. I vetted, you know my show, Vetted, with Urban Fryer. We're gonna be talking. We actually gonna go over the schedule. I don't know if you guys went over the schedule yet. So yep. I have my notes for when we go over the schedule, but I had to do that all this week. So we'll be going over the schedule. I forget what time we do it. 5:00 Friday on A2D Radio. I got you guys shirts. I'll bring you guys shirts. Everybody's but Evans on Saturday. That's apparently what's going down. Way to go, Ev. Way to break up the group.
I'm just ruining shit.
Way to be the Bobby Brown of the group.
Listen, hey,
Tim says he wants to join. He's gonna fill in for you on Saturday.
Let's do it.
Let me know your email, and if you sign up for the Eagles Autism Challenge, you can look for Team 4th and John and join up and come walk with this man. It's a good time, man.
Yep. Jason, I'm sorry, bro, but I'm not going to feel bad for a team that had a dynasty. You're out your mind, Jason, if you think I'm going to feel bad for a Bulls fan. We never had that.
I know.
yeah, dude. I obviously want to sit here and bring up an Eagles point, but Tank bringing up that just rehashing the wound with the
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's tough, man.
I saw the scab. Sorry.
No. And you had to pick it. And I'm just in the blow it all up train right now. Maybe I'm being reactionary. Maybe I'm
No, you're not.
But it's not working, man. Banging our heads up against the wall against the second round. I'm losing my mind. But excited to hear what comes to be of the Eagles Autism Challenge this weekend. Please, if you can donate, please do. It goes to a great cause, obviously. Hope everybody has a good time, and let's go Birds.
Yeah, man. It's tough when you see, I don't follow soccer, but the Union takes an L. The Phillies, they lost in the World Series. The Eagles lost in the Super Bowl, and I think the Sixers, they just went out in like the worst possible way. But again, all it took was two plays or a couple plays from the Eagles media team on social media to get me back in it. I feel like I'm fired up. I feel like I'm ready to go cover some Eagles again. That's all I need. A couple, some NovaCare practices maybe. That'll get me even more hyped. I think I'm ready for more Eagles football.
I'm ready to get hurt again.
The funny thing is, Carl asked, what's the Yacht Rock channel? Yeah. Tell Alexa to play Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock.
Yeah, no, I listen to Yacht Rock. It's
YT awesome. Stands for YouTube, bro.
Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock. Yeah, man. But shout out to you guys that stuck around in the chat.
Oh, YouTube. Theme? Oh, A2D. The YouTube channel is A2D. A, the number 2D. It's myself and Urban Fry. It's called Vetted.
We're familiar.
I know you guys are familiar. I sent you guys the thing. We often have a good time.
But anyway, we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Bird!
Go Bird!
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.